My guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is a young man who's an independent artist from the Kingston area. His music is doing quite well on the R&B charts these days, and you'll see why when we play his debut song for you in just a few minutes. I'd like you to meet Breon. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Doing fine.
Kingston's your hometown. Were you always from that area, Breon?
No, I was born in Poughkeepsie, but I live here for 4 years now.
How long have you been writing your original songs?
10 years now.
Was there a turning point when you realized that performing was what you wanted to do more than on a casual basis?
2 years ago.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
I had a show at the Mario, and that just, like, opened up my eyes. I knew I wanted to do the music.
And how did you get started on making that commitment to a career in music?
I had known a teacher. His name was Coach Cruz. He knew somebody by the name of Nick, which is my manager now. Let him hear my songs, and he heard the potential in it. We sat down, had a meeting about what I wanted to do in my career, and signed some contracts and got in the recording studio, and now we're here today.
So it happened relatively fast for you then?
Yeah, actually, really fast.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight tonight is Kingston resident Breon. Let's talk a little bit about creating your actual music, Breon. First of all, where do your ideas for songs generally come from?
It all starts from when I make the beat. I just get whatever I'm feeling at the moment is how the music comes out. Like, so if I'm in a party mood, it all comes out all together pretty well.
Do you make the idea into an actual song by using an instrument to lay down the melody first? Do you lay down the tracks first and then put the words to it? How does it work with you?
I start by making the beat on FL Studio, and then as that progresses, the words come along straightforward.
Who would you cite as your favorite artists, either ones in the past or current musicians?
Altogether, it would be Michael Jackson, but right now it's Kanye West and Sam Smith. I like John Legend a lot.
What is it about their music that you like?
They know how to make the song come to life. Like, if you've ever seen them perform on YouTube or anything, they just know how to make the song come to life. So just something that I picked up on, and I can incorporate in my music.
Let's talk a little bit about your recording process, Breon. Where did you record the song that we're going to play tonight called Something You Like?
In New Prospect Studios, located in Kingston.
And how long did it take to put it together?
2 weeks, 3 weeks. It was generally fast.
Had you had any prior experience working in a recording studio?
Not at all. Actually, I had cheap iPod headphones, $50 microphones, and a lot of my computer had full of viruses, so going to the studio was way different than what I came with.
When you wrote the song, did you have an idea of how you wanted it to sound in your head and then attempt to match it up with what you had, or did you experiment a little bit?
I experimented. It took a while to get what I was going to get down, but then it generally flowed. It was pretty good from there.
I hear that you've been working with a well-known vocal coach. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah. Not too long ago, we went to Atlanta, and we met up with Mama Jan. She's Justin Bieber and Usher's vocal coach. And we sat down, and we talked about all the things that I can do with my voice, and she taught me better techniques and how to expand my vocal range. My manager set that up.
And what did you learn that you've made part of your current vocal performance?
I've learned how to hold my notes way longer. That's something that I stumbled upon. It was pretty rough for me at first, but she taught me how to keep that under control. Keeping a higher note, like, that's one thing I used to crack a lot now. I'm pretty smooth with it. That's one thing that she taught me really well, too.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar, speaking with local resident Breon. He's an artist from Kingston. Breon, give us your website and your social media links so that your new fans from tonight can find out more about you and your music.
My website is breonthesinger.com. It's BreonTheSinger.com. And all my social media is the same thing, Breon the Singer, BreonTheSinger. That's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter, everything.
Tonight's song is your original tune called Something You Like. Tell us the story behind the song, Breon.
As I was saying, most of my songs start with the beat. So as soon as I started making the beat, the words just started coming along. That's how all my songs come to me. Basically, talking to a girl, telling her that I'm everything that her boyfriend doesn't have.
Is this based on a true story?
Plenty of times.
Breon, I want to wish you continued success as you climb the charts with this one and with all of your music in the future. And thanks so much for joining me in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight tonight. Here's Breon with Something You Like on 100.7 WHUD.
Shots of Patron, cause you're thirsty. And I cannot put it on me. The way you put it, then I know you really want it. You the baddest in the club. And everybody in know it. acting like it's just me and you. Now, why you waiting? Girl, what you wanna do now? Cause I got something that you like. I got something that you like. Oh, cause I got something that you like. Girl, you know you're down with it. Down with it. Open up, let a nigga sip it. Sip it. Got one problem with these broke niggas.
What?
They ain't down for the riches. Got a girl, Ariana. She always on my granddad.
What's that?
Touching all of me like she was dancing at a prom date.
Oh, nah.
Rich, I heard shit real. She be bouncing up and down to pay the bills.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, girl. You saying, girl? They hated on me. Now look, I'm the man, girl. When I'm around, they call me bro, like we fam, girl. But now I'm f***ing every girl that say they fangirls.
Yeah.
Got a room full of women looking like video vixens. What the f*** y'all niggas missing? I'm the hottest shit in the hitter when your girl touching and kissing. She said, baby, come over here. Give me a minute. Hold up.
I've been waiting all night for you. And you know what I really wanted. You know what I wanted.
It's just me.
I got something that you like. Cause I got something that you like.